אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. Israel went to the polling booths on Tuesday for the fourth time in 2 years, and the results announced tonight, Thursday, show that neither Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nor his opponents have won a majority. On election night, Likud announced that it had achieved an historic victory, believing that it had at least 31 seats. In fact, it has only 30, making it by far the largest party, but still representing only a quarter of the Knesset. It was clear on election night that Gideon Saar's breakaway Tikvah Hadasha party had disappointing results, blamed on a poor campaign which failed to convey any message other than opposition to Netanyahu. The other disappointment was for the joint Arab list, which failed to bring out voters and saw its representation drop dramatically. There were surprisingly good results for Benny Gantz's Kohol Levan, Labour and Meretz. On election night, it did not look like Mahmoud Abbas's Islamic party, Ram, would cross the election threshold. However, he remained confident, and by Wednesday morning, it was clear that he would be entering the Knesset. The Central Elections Committee published the final results at around 6 p.m. tonight, and they showed that neither Netanyahu nor his political opponents have a clear path to forming a coalition government, heralding enduring gridlock and a potential fifth election. Central Elections Committee Director Orly Adas, making the announcement on the results on television, said that she does not believe the remaining few thousand votes will make a change in the seat distribution. The official results will be presented to President Reuven Rivlin next Wednesday. So the results are: Likud has 30 seats, Yair Lapid's Yesh Atid 17, Shas 9, Kohol Levan 8, United Torah Judaism 7, Labour 7, Yamina 7, Yisrael Beitenu 7, Religious Zionist 6, Joint Arab List 6, Tikvah Hadasha of Gideon Saar 6, Meretz 6, and Ram 4. This means that Netanyahu's right-wing and religious backers have 52 seats, while parties opposed to him have 57 between them. The right-wing Yamina party with 7 and Islamist Ram with 4 have not committed to either side. Netanyahu would need both parties to achieve a slim majority, but cooperation between the far right and Ram's Islamists appear all but impossible. In fact, the Religious Zionist Party has already announced that it would leave the coalition should Ram join. A potential coalition of change of Yesh Atid, Kohol Levan, Yamina, Yisrael Beitenu, Labour, Tikvah Hadasha and Meretz would have 58 votes, 3 short of a majority, requiring the support of either Ram or the joint Arab list. That coalition consists of the most right-wing and most left-wing parties in the Knesset and is united only in its opposition to the Prime Minister. The Labour and Yesh Atid party said in a joint statement today that their leaders, Merav Mikhaeli and Yair Lapid, have met and discussed possible collaborations to assemble a coalition of change and replace Netanyahu's rule. The statement says both leaders agreed to hold further talks down the road. Other configurations are being discussed, including enticing the Haredi parties away from Netanyahu, but their chances seem unlikely. To illustrate the complexity, the Religious Zionist Party includes the radical Noam faction, which has a key element in its platform, opposition to the LGBT community. This they share with Ram and the joint Arab list, whom they reject. Likud and other major parties have gay representatives, including in their leadership. The Arab parties are very conservative on most issues, yet their attitude to Palestinian rights aligns them with the left of the dominantly Jewish parties. The Haredi parties share their attitude in favour of annexing as much land as possible with Avigdor Lieberman, who is fiercely anti-religious, yet their social policies are closer to the left than to the right with which they are aligned. The fourth election in 2 years left many Israelis asking if change was possible, if the deadlock which reflects the divisions in the community could be broken. A total of 4,420,677 Israeli voters, comprising 67.2% of those eligible, had voted as of 10 p.m. when ballots closed. This is approximately 4.3% decrease in relation to Israel's last elections. In contrast, voter turnout in the IDF increased by 7% in this election. Overall, though, voter turnout was at its lowest since 2009, when the total turnout was 65.2%. This was despite extraordinary efforts to make voting safe and accessible during the pandemic. Special transportation was arranged to bring people in quarantine to dedicated polling booths, and there were drive-through polling booths for those given permission to drive to them. However, only a small proportion of those eligible took advantage of the offers. Four polling booths were set up at Ben Gurion Airport for passengers arriving there who would have to go into isolation. 305 votes were cast there. For the first time, mobile polling booths were taken to hospitals and aged care residences. However, many families took advantage of the warm weather to use the election day holiday for outings. Others simply stayed home. In some parts of the country, the heat wave was accompanied by poor air quality, providing another reason not to go out to vote. Shopping centres were bulging on election day, open fully for the first time in months. Clothes were first on the shopping list, with Israelis compensating for a year of very few purchases. Meanwhile, Israelis are now focused on Pesach, beginning on Saturday night. The supermarkets have been open non-stop, and online shopping, which took off during the first COVID-19 lockdown just over a year ago, has reached record levels. This is for families with money to purchase the food needed for the festival. Those requiring assistance from charitable organisations are at record levels too. An estimated 126,000 breadwinners have lost their jobs due to COVID-19 and have relied on donations to complete their food needs. Several not-for-profit groups have been working tirelessly to ensure that every family has food, including the special ritual requirements for the Seder. Israelis are permitted to gather in groups of 20 indoors and 50 outdoors for Pesach, Easter and Ramadan. While these numbers are considerably smaller than many families were used to hosting for a Seder night, it is a relief after last year's curfew and ban on any guests at all. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem and wishing all our listeners Chag Pesach Kasher v'Sameach.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.